merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light. From now on, our troubles will be out.
I almost gave up on you.
Sorry. Checkout lines are worse from rush hour on the 95. If I heard Silent Night one more time, I was going to start taking hostages. What are we doing here?
Stakeout.
On Christmas Eve?
It's an important date.
No kidding.
Important to why we're here. Why don't you turn off your car and I'll fill you in on the details.
Mulder, I've got wrapping to do. It's the night before Christmas.
Oh.
Happy golden days of yore.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Look, if you got Christmas stuff to do, I don't want to, you know.
Mulder, I drove all the way out here. I might as well know why, right?
I just thought you'd be more curious.
Who lives in the house?
No one.
Then who are we staking out?
The former occupants.
They've come back?
That's the story.
I see. The dark gothic manor, the omnipresent low fog hugging the thicket of overgrowth. Wait. Is that a hound I hear baying out in the moors?
No, actually, that was a left cheek sneak.
Mulder, tell me you didn't call me out here on Christmas Eve to go ghost busting with you.
Technically speaking, they're called apparitions.
Mulder, call it what you want. I've got holiday cheer to spread. I've got a family roll call under the tree at 6 a.m.
So make it fast. I'll just give you the details. Christmas, 1917. It was a time of dark, dark despair. American soldiers were dying at an ungodly rate in a war-torn Europe, while at home a deadly strain of the flu virus attacked young and old alike. Tragedy was a visitor on every doorstep, while a creeping hopelessness set in with every man, woman, and child. It was a time of dark, dark despair.
You said that.
But here at 1501 Larkspur Lane, for a pair of star-crossed lovers, tragedy came not from war or pestilence, not by the boot heel or the bombardier, but by their own innocent hand.
Go on.
His name was Maurice. He was a brooding but heroic young man. Beloved of Lyda, a sublime beauty with a light that seemed to follow her wherever she went. They were likened to two angels descended from heaven whom the gods could not protect from the horrors being visited upon this cold, gray earth.
And what happened to them?
Driven by a tragic fear of separation, they forged a lover's pact so that they might spend eternity together, not spend one precious Christmas apart.
They killed themselves?
And their ghosts haunt this house. Every Christmas Eve. Just give myself chills.
It's a good story, Mulder. And very well told, but I don't believe it.
You don't believe in ghosts?
That surprises you?
Well, yeah. I thought everybody believed in ghosts.
Mulder, if it were any other night, I might let you talk me into it, but the halls are decked, and I gotta go.
My best to the family.
What are you doing? Mulder, don't you have somewhere to be?
Just gonna take a look.
I'm not gonna do it. My New Year's resolution.
No.
Come on, Mulder. Don't kid around.
Why would I take your car keys?
Maybe you grabbed them by mistake.
Maybe it was a ghost.
Said that there was an 80% chance of rain, maybe even a Vivian, a white Christmas.